Happy New Year, you.
Happy New Year to you.
Late.
Ah, no, we're still in January. You're not late yet.
I know, but it's late when...
Six women sit at a table at an otherwise empty restaurant. The Pines in Mercer opened on one of its off days just for the group to hold its first board meeting for the newly formed nonprofit, Megan's Kind Community, inspired by one of the women that sits there, Megan Hine. You ask people that know her, the sound of joy and laughter just seems to follow wherever Megan goes.
Megan has energy. She draws people. And her love and her light for people and wanting to help people is how the community has just grown to love her.
The response the Mercer community has had to Megan has amazed Mary Jo Hine, Megan's mom. Not knowing how people would treat her daughter was one of her biggest hesitations before their family moved from the Milwaukee area to Mercer in 2020.
The mentality I had, or the knowledge I had, was up north, narrow-minded, that they don't, you know, maybe they don't know about special needs as much as Milwaukee or as a big metropolitan city, and how will they look at her and how will they treat her? And I was just slapped in the face. I mean, how wrong could I have been? I could not have been any wronger, if that's such a word.
That's not to say everyone immediately opened their arms. When they first moved to the area, Megan worked with Highline, a group that supports employment opportunities for individuals with disabilities. Her job coach went up and down Main Street to see if anyone would hire her. Margie and Irv, the owner of the Pines, were the only ones who said yes.
Margie and Irv were the only ones who took a chance and said, yep, we will hire her. So that we're very thankful for that.
She's our family. Yep, she is.
Very thankful for that. And she's really come a long way.
It was kind of a perfect fit for us because we were needing some help in the garden. And when we found out she wanted to do some stuff, do a little work. It was perfect. She comes in and she straightens chairs and she cleans the tables and she helps with the flowers and
the bathroom.
Cleans the bathrooms. And it was just like, you know, she does it before we get here. And when we come, everything is straightened and ready to go for the day. So it was just, it's a perfect fit.
I'm an organizer person with the fire pit.
The longer Megan worked at the Pines, always saying hi to everyone, the more people got to know her. And like how Mary Jo's perception of a small town changed, Rachel Cota believes that many people's perception of people with special needs has also changed.
I bet you if Highline walked up and down the street and asked these businesses now, the story would be completely different.
Mm-hmm.
As far as to who would, you know, just because the unknown is now, she's opened the eyes of a lot of people in the community. People will come in, you watch them in the Pines, and they'll come in, and Megan will be doing something, and you kind of watch people, because I'm a people, and you watch them, and they're watching her, and then all of a sudden, someone else's face lights up when they see her, and then it's like the connections start to happen.
Between working at the Pines and starting Be Kind, Be Nice during the pandemic to help promote kindness in the community, Megan practically has celebrity status in Mercer.
You cannot walk in the summertime from the ice cream shop to the tiki bar without hearing, "Hi, Megan, hi, Megan, hi, Megan, hi, Megan."
Megan's push to spread kindness wherever she goes started back in high school.
My school has a sign, not a bullet.
So Megan's middle school had the Be Kind, Be a Buddy, Not a Bully sign, and that has stuck with her in her head.
In high school.
Through Be Kind, Be Nice, Megan, her family, and community members have helped raise money for people and organizations in need. They've supported families that had house fires or lost a family member to suicide. They've raised money for Mercer Fire and EMS, the local food pantry, and the senior center. They still plan to continue this kind of work, just now through a nonprofit called Megan's Kind Community.
We've gone from the platform that got started, and we've grown into this beautiful
blossoming
beautiful situation to help more and more in our community. And you know, it is Megan's idea. It's important to recognize that
the board is almost full.
Yeah, it is.
The mission hasn't changed. It's just gotten bigger.
For WXPR's We Live Up Here, I'm Katie Thorson in Mercer.